We're having a special class about what we are taught is going to come. I don't know if to say at the end of time or just at the end or however we'll define it. And we are studying an ancient medrash, one of the most ancient works of oral law of Torah Shebaal Peh, Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. This medrash was written, composed approximately the time of the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash, long before the Mishnah was compiled, and for sure long before the Talmud was compiled. And we are reading the end of the 30th chapter. In some editions of this medrash, it is the end of the 29th chapter. Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Rabbi Yishmael says, the chapter had been busy discussing the relationship between Yitzchak and Yishmael. The chapter had discussed a little bit about the prophecies of Bilam as to what would happen with Yishmael. And now at the end of the chapter, we have a quote from Rabbi Yishmael, which we would assume is the ancient Rabbi Yishmael from the time of the Mishnah. Chamisha asar devarim, 15 things. Atidin b'nei Yishmael la'asot ba'aretz, the descendants of Yishmael are destined to do in the land of Israel or in, on planet Earth. Bachita yamim, at the end of days. 15 things. Ve'iluhen, and these are they. Yimdidu et ha'aretz b'chavalim. They will measure the land with ropes, which is a way of saying they will measure every little centimeter of land in Israel. Not my interpretation, but rather an interpretation that was written hundreds of years ago by a commentary called the Marzu. So, number one, what will they do? When they fight with us over the land of Israel, they will measure every centimeter. Number two, v'yasu beit hakevarot lemirbatz tzon ashpatot. They will make the graves of Israel the place where they let their sheep defecate. One of the ways they will try to mock us and hurt the people who live in Israel is by desecrating the grave sites of Israel.
That already happened.
Number two. Number three. Ve'yimdedu vahem umehem al rashei yarim. They will establish, they will measure for themselves the tops of mountains. They will imagine that they will be king on this mountaintop and that mountaintop. Wherever they could find a place that the Jewish people have not inhabited, they will try to establish their own government, their own entity, their own region, their own leadership, their own village, their own head of the village. They will try to look for every place that Israel does not take in the land of Israel and establish themselves there. That's what the Medrash calls, they will measure the tops of the mountains for themselves. Meaning they will try to find every place they can establish their own region and appoint their head. V'yirbe ha-sheker. Lies will amount. There will be a lot of lying. V'tigos ha-emit. Those who try to be truthful will be under attack. They will be taxed. V'yirchak chok mi'Yisrael. And the rule of Torah will be distant from Israel. There will be laws that will not be the laws of Israel. V'yirbu avonot b'Yisrael. There will be many transgressions in Israel. Shani tolat katzemer. You will be able to buy fine wool that is dyed at the same price that you buy plain wool. Shani tolat you will buy the strings of shani, which is either silk or red dyed wool, at the same price as plain wool. I think we have that today. I think almost everything we've read so far, maybe Israel is not filled with transgressions. But other things here...
Before, I mean, 100 years ago...
Maybe. Ve'yikamel haniyal ve'akulmus. And paper and pen will wither away. You tell someone tells you, I'll give you my phone number, you say, let me take out my cell phone. It's like no one thinks of taking out a paper and pen anymore. Just a second, my phone will be ready in a minute. Why can't you just write it down? Right? No such thing. People don't walk around. How many people here have a pen on them? Right? One in four. And a notepad? Forget it. I have my cell phone. What do I need a notepad for? So the Medrash says, I don't know how they understood this when they used to read this Medrash in ancient times. The Medrash says, paper and pens will wither away. Ve'yipasel sela hamalchut, and the coin of the kingdom will be undone. Maybe it means the Bitcoin. Maybe it means today, where most of our transactions are done with paper money or electronically or by credit card or by bank transfer or by check. The coins are barely used. How many people go to the store with a wallet filled with cash? How many people carry cash on them? V'yipasel sela malchut. V'yivnu et ha'arim echarevot. The destroyed cities will be rebuilt. V'yifanu hadrachim. And the paths will be moved. Is that the streets that we keep building around our regular path because they threaten our regular streets? So we constantly build what's called Kvish Okeif. Throughout Israel, they've been constructing roads that bypass the dangers. V'yit'u ginot ufardesim. Gardens and orchards will be planted. V'yigderu pirzot chomot bet hamikdash. And the breaches of the walls of the temple will be reclosed. V'yivnu binyan ba'echal. They will build their own building in our holy temple. Now, this was written in the period that the second temple was either just destroyed or wasn't yet destroyed. This is Rabbi Eliezer. This is the period. This is a Medrash that was written perhaps just after the temple was destroyed or just before. But he's telling you what Yishmael would do. It happened a millennium later.
Doesn't the prophecy you just read before this last one kind of negate the last one? The walls will be rebuilt.
Why don't you study the history of the walls? Yes.
I thought we were discussing the Bnei Esav.
No. Okay. Bnei Yishmael. Ushnei achim yamdu alehim nisiim basof. And in the end, all of the descendants of Yishmael, or those in Israel, I'm not sure which ones he's talking about, will have princes that are two brothers. There will be two brothers who will be the princes over them. Uvimehem, and it is in their days, Ya'amod Tzemach ben David, the plant, the descendant of David, will stand, as the verse says in Daniel, Uvyomihondi malchayainun yikim elashmaya malchudi lealminot itchabal. And in the days of that kingdom, Hashem, who is God of heaven, will establish a kingdom that forever will not be undone. That's the conclusion of one message Rabbi Yishmael tells us. Ve'odaya Rabbi Yishmael omer. And further, Rabbi Yishmael used to say, Shalosh milchamot shel mehuma, atidin b'nei Yishmael lasot ba'aretz ba'achrit hayamim. There will be three wars of mehuma, disarray, stunning People will be shocked and dismayed and in disarray from the sons of Yishmael at the end of days. As the verse says, Mipnei Charavot Nadadu, the Jews have exiled and wandered because of the swords of war. One will be in the forests of the west. One will be at the sea. And one will be in the great city of Rome, which will be greater than the other two wars. Again, they will fight one war in the forest of the west, one war at sea, and one war will be fought in the great city of Rome, and that will be a greater war than the others. As the verse describes it, the great weight of war. And from there, the son of David will grow and see how both sides will lose. And from there he will ascend to the land of Israel, as the verse describes, who is he coming from Edom, from the city of Batsra, his clothes are soiled. He who wears such wonderful clothing is now calling out with his great strength, I am coming out of righteousness, I'm coming to save you. The son of David is supposed to come out of that war, make his ascent to Israel. And that is the conclusion of what he's telling us about the wars that would come. Food for thought.